Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Time for our weekly conversation with the man himself, Kurt Heelan, from NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com. Is this true, Kurt? You just got back from Hawaii?
Yeah, man, look, when your kids are, like, this was spring break week, and my wife's a teacher on spring break, and so you got to take them when they come. So we were out in Kauai for a few days. I was trying to do the half vacation, half like, oh, work a little here and there. And man, I gotta say, if all I had to do was like write game recaps or something, like that'd be the perfect time zone to be in. Like the game start at 10 in the afternoon, 10 or 12 in the morning. You'd like work for a few hours, be time to, you can still get to dinner afterwards. It'd be great.
Kurt, you come across to me as a Speedo guy. Like I can almost see your tan through the radio here. Are you Speedo guy in Kauai?
Oh God, no! I've got like board shorts. No, man. They can't make
covered,
shorts
huh?
long enough to cover up my legs for public consumption.
For public consumption. Well, I hope you had a good time, Kurt, and I hope you're ready to kick off the back end of this NBA season. I'll tell you what, man, we're locked in here in Salt Lake City. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
The race is intense here in Utah with the Jazz. Kurt, it's gotten bad, man. Just give us a breakdown of your thoughts on where the Utah Jazz are.
If I were a Jazz fan tonight, I'd take a good look at Castle from UConn. That's what I'd be doing. By the way, I really like him. I mean, I like him in Utah, but I'm the worst kind of in some ways, like because I don't get to watch a lot of basketball, you know, college ball all season long. So then I kind of jump in at spots. I'm like, I really like this guy, but it's very much you're keeping your draft pick and you're looking for the. You're looking for the hot pick. So, yeah, it's been rough. You know, look, man, I mean, there's positives. I spent the plane flight until I fell asleep back, like, trying to do some dives on what my all-rookie team is going to look like. And, like, Keontae's a lock. Like, I can't imagine people not putting him on there. So, probably second team. But, like, I can't imagine him not making it. There's some positive stuff there. But need more talent around – Laurie, and I don't know if this draft is going to do it, but you can get something.
I called games for Utah State, so I saw Zach Edey when, Purdue beat Utah State in the NCAA tournament. TV does not do the size of that man justice.
He is
a big mamba-jamba. He is strong. But not and a great soft touch in the rim, and if you allow him to post up and get that early position, it's lights out. You're done. Great passer, but not overly athletic. Are you hearing a lot of conversation about what he potentially looks like as a pro? Because that advantage that he has at the collegiate level isn't going to exist at the NBA level.
No, and that's the question. Look, there is a place for him in the NBA. Don't get me wrong. I had a moment where people were on me on Twitter. I'm like, no, he's absolutely got a place on the NBA because I still think his floor is 15-minute-a-night guy off the bench whose quality, you know, gives you solid minutes. They're like, what are you saying? And I'm like, I'm not sure his game is built for the NBA. I'm not sure his feet are quick enough. I'm not sure that he's not, frankly, a Plumlee. Like the fifth Plumlee brother. How many Plumlee brothers are there? 14, 15?
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
Yeah, I could. That's a good call. Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of in that mode.
If it was 1998, I think he'd be a lottery pick.
Oh yeah.
But it's 2024, and I just don't see where he fits in the current landscape of the league.
He's got rim protection, and like you said, he can set a screen. I think if he can he knows how to set a screen, but really set screens, roll hard, drop coverage. There's a spot for him. Like, I think in the right system and used properly, there is a role for him in the NBA. I'm not sure it's a starting role. It's certainly not a starring role. But look, he can be in the league for a long time with his skill set. It's just he's one of those guys where the game, like you said, the game has just kind of moved away from what he does to a degree. And it's hard. Look, I mean, if you're his size, yeah, that's great. If you're Wemby's not as thick as him, but even Joel Embiid or Jokic or whatever, you got to shoot. Like, if you can't knock down threes, space the floor, it doesn't work the same way.
Burns has also taken the college world by storm with NC State in this 11 seed run that he's been on. And we were talking about all the NFL scouts that were saying, oh, let's get him over to the football side of things because he's a big boy. I don't know if he translates to the NBA, but I do think he would translate as an offensive tackle. Do you feel like he's got a professional career in front of him?
It'd be interesting. Did he ever play for? I'd be curious. Like, you got to think there were guys walking around high school or even just college campus right now going, hey, have you thought about coming out for work?
Yeah,
I think his problem at the next level is simply that he's going to be too slow. If you think about the effective big men and what you're asked to do, I mean, look, Giannis is 7 feet tall. Like, Giannis is an extreme example, but you've got to be able to move. That's what, by the way, that's what Zach Edey really showed this year. He went from ploddingly slow to his footwork got better. He got quicker. He showed more mobility, and that end of down draft really helped his draft stock. I'm not sure that Burns has that, but it makes for – he's great for college ball. Like, it's just going to be so much fun.
So, looking at the draft, and that's what Jazz fans are looking at right now, instead of the final, five or six games of the season, is there a huge advantage of winning the NBA draft lottery this year? Is that something that should be exciting? Or if the Jazz pick at 8 or 9, which is probably the range they're going to be in, is the chances of getting a great player just as high there as it is in the top three picks?
I think the only advantage to being at the top is that you get to choose your guy, who may – look, I don't know enough about Alex Starr. I haven't seen enough. He looks like the number one pick according to people, but both people I've talked to and just all the mocks, maybe you like him. Maybe some team likes somebody else. If you come in second or third, you can get a guy first, second, third. You can get a guy at the top of your board. But honestly, in this draft, if you're going to miss the top, this is the year to do it because there's not a guy there. And by the way, the next 2 years there are. Next year, it's Cooper Flagg, and it's Ace, and the next couple of years, they're just guys. But this is the year where, again, I think we've talked about this. This is going to be one of those drafts where the top of the board is, Anthony Bennett. And then, farther down the board is where Rudy Gobert comes in. Somebody's going to be good farther down the board. And unfortunately for Jazz fans, it's a management with astute eye for that kind of thing.
So what that means is that if the Jazz, knowing the Jazz luck, that this will be the year they win the NBA draft lottery.
Exactly.
They lose out on Wemby last year. They'll lose out on Flag next year. But this will be the year that they'll win it. Yeah.
Exactly. That gives you a chance to think about also what you want to build a little bit. Like, normally I'm saying, and I am a big believer in, and frankly, guys, I feel this way about the NFL draft sort of too, although it's a little different. Take the best guy on the board. If there's a guy you really like, just take him. I'd rather have too many good good running backs in particular, but like, I'd rather have too many good defensive tackles than not. Like, I'll deal with that problem. Same here. Like, the Stars game, and if he's the number one, does it mimic a little of what Lauri Markkanen does? Sure. If that's my problem, I'll be able to solve the problem either on the court or just get value for him. Like, there's plenty of things to do there. I'd rather do that than, hey, man, I don't want to do, hey, we got De'Aaron Fox. He's really good. I don't need to draft Luka. Like, you just take the best player, man.
Will the Jazz be able to pick up Bronny James with their 31st pick?
Yes. Yeah, he will be if he enters, and I still have a gut feeling he transfers somewhere in the portal, but that's just me. It kind of depends on, I don't know. We'll see. Like, if LeBron's really intent on playing with him, it feels like this is the year he gets picked somewhere in the second round to go, you know, probably to the Lakers, but, you know, we'll see. He's an intriguing prospect, but, I mean, he's just not near there yet. Like, he's a good defender, high IQ guy, athletic. He's got pretty good genetics. Athletic.
Yeah.
But, and by the way, the one thing I've heard about him that everybody raves about is he does not come in the room and be like, I'm LeBron James's kid. Like, hardworking, hard-nosed, good teammate. But he's a 6'2 defensive guy who hasn't really learned to shoot or playmake at a high enough level yet. And so if he were anybody else, we'd just be talking about where he's transferring to since Andy Enfield left USC and went to the USC of Dallas and SMU. I'm not sure in his case if he entered the draft, would the Lakers take him with, I'm not even sure what their second round pick is, but like, or would they buy a pick in the 40s and take him just to keep LeBron happy? I like that is totally possible, but he'd have to spend a chunk of the year in the G League. Honestly, he's not ready.
Yeah. Kurt Hedlund joining us right here on NBC Sports from NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. When you look at what's going on out west and you look at the fact that Minnesota, I mean, it's a foregone conclusion that Denver is the favorite, even though they and Minnesota are both battling. Is there a team that should Denver be nervous about? Like, who's the team that they're nervous about the most? And could it be the Clippers?
I'm kind of off the Clippers, just especially now. Look, they've just not been consistent lately. Kawhi Leonard missing a couple games with a sore knee is concerning. I think if everything comes together for them, they're definitely that team. I'm just less convinced than I was a month ago, 6 weeks ago, that they're going to come together like that. I think the team to watch now, seems really hot, is Dallas.
Yeah.
We know Luka Doncic will step up and have, look, he'll win you at least one, if not two games in a playoff series, just being insane. Kyrie Irving he's hit big playoff shots before, guys. He will make plays. He is smooth with the ball. He'll make good decisions. And since the trade deadline and when they got Garford, like, they've been good defensively. They've been a good defensive team. I think that they've got some size up front to at least with two bigs, thanks to Lively, the rookie. They've got at least enough size to sort of kind of bother Denver. I don't think they beat Denver, but the way they're playing right now, they're the team that can make Denver sweat a little bit just because Luka will win a game or two. And suddenly, you know, it's a series and it's on.
Minnesota Timberwolves have been able to hold guard even though Karl-Anthony Towns goes out with a meniscus injury. Can they do it without Karl-Anthony Towns? And has it been announced that he's out for the playoffs or the remainder of the season yet?
No, it has not been announced. And there is hope that he returns. I think they just at the highest levels, when you get past I think they can win a first round series depending on the matchups and what have you. But I think when you get to the second round, when you are going to play Denver or Dallas or somebody, they're really going to miss his floor spacing and his shooting. And you know, look, he's an all-star. He's made 24 points a game, whatever it is. He's a high-level scorer that you really have to account for, and they can cover his defense with Gobert. So I think they definitely miss him, and it's going to be hard without him to do what they want to do. But it also might be a preview of the future, whether it's this summer. We've talked about it, whether it's this summer or next summer. Somebody's going to be without a chair on that team. Just the financial. I don't care which guy wins this, and that's going to court, right? Like, isn't
oh
it?
Yeah, has to.
Yep. No, I mean, that's the Solomon splitting the baby on that one. I'm not sure how that one comes down. But whatever happens with ownership, it doesn't really matter. It's going to be so prohibitive, and they're going to be so far into the luxury tax that it'd be hard to keep building the team around them. That they've got hard decisions to make on that front, and this might be more what they look like in the future.
Well, Kurt, always a pleasure. Glad you're back in town, and enjoy the stretch run of the season, and can't wait for the playoffs to get here so we can talk about some meaningful games for sure. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. And for the record, I'm not sure. I'm happy I'm back in town, but I am.
Well, we're glad you're back.
Well, we are. We're selfish, Kurt. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Kurt.
Take care, guys.
You got it, Kurt Helin. Breaking it down better than anybody else. NBA Hoops on NBC on everything available for you on NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com.
I don't know, man. Minnesota without Karl-Anthony Towns. Okay, so let's say the Lakers find a way to slip into that 8 seed. First round matchup. LeBron James and the Lakers versus the Timberwolves without Karl-Anthony Towns.
I would take the Lakers.
I'd take the Lakers.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. Congratulations, Minnesota. All the blood, sweat, and tears to get that number one seed, and you get LeBron. Good luck with that.
And by the way, I do think the Lakers are going to find a way into the postseason.
Oh, I do too.
And I don't know if that's Sacramento being bumped or New Orleans being bumped, but
the
officials will ensure.
Adam Silver will make a couple of phone calls and say, hey, you like your job working here in the NBA? LeBron needs to be in the playoffs.
LeBron will be there. Which means that the officials are going to have to turn a blind eye to Steph Curry in the one-and-done play-in between the 9 and the 10, because it's going to be a Golden State Lakers matchup.
Yep.
And they're going to have to deny Steph, which is hard for them to do. Choosing, this is Sophie's choice. They've got the good son over the cliff right now.
I know, right? All right, hands of Scotty, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Rogers Performance Marine, and Rogers hanging out with us. Kurt's hanging out with us. We can't thank you guys enough for letting us be a part of the of such a great facility and an institution here in Utah. Not only the location here, you're down in Hurricane, you're also down in St. George as well. And whether you want to be up north, whether you want to be down south, Roger, wherever you want to be, you guys can make sure people are out there on the boat. Their boat's well protected. It's serviced the way it needs to be done. And we haven't talked about the service enough, because once you get that boat and you need some help with that boat, you guys are here to help as well. You're not just saying, all right, here's the keys, now get out. We're going to be with you every step of the way here.
That's absolutely correct. The service is our lifeline to our clients. And you know, no matter what you buy, it needs service. It needs maintenance. It's going to have a hiccup. It just happens. With the crews that we have, you will not second guess us.
Hey, do you winterize boats here?
We do. We winterize.
So I've always wondered how important that is here in the state of Utah. When winter comes on, does everybody winterize? Like, you have to winterize?
You know, you do. You do have to winterize, obviously, from the cold. Even in the Hurricane store, we have to winterize. But deeper than just winterizing, and not, you know, we're going to get technical here, but, you know, there's a lot of people who have garages in today's world, and they park those $150,000, $200,000 boats in those garages. Well, when we winterize a boat, we do more than just get it safe from freezing. We're also winterizing the oils. We're winterizing the fuels. We're winterizing the ballast systems. Okay. We're winterizing. There's so much more that needs to be brought into that conversation of winterizing. So
even if you're garaging it,
if you're garaging it,
Kurt, when you look at what's going on here in the state, we talk about the fishing boats. Here's the thing: Adam Eichel is here. And apparently Adam has a boat that is almost cheating when it comes to fishing. So
have you gone back to see it?
I've not.
I just went back there and saw it. It's more than cheating.
It is more than cheating.
I'm pretty sure that he's got fish that are just in the bottom of the boat. And I think he just pulls them out of there.
Like but here's the thing. Sick. If you want the setup and you want the boat and the bells and whistles, you can customize that boat to do whatever you want it to do.
You really can. And we kind of specialize in very high-tech electronics installations. It's really kind of changed in the last couple of years, where we used to put a fish finder or maybe two on a boat, and now it's not uncommon to have three or four fish finders. One of them's made by Lowrance, called LiveScope. You can literally see the fish in a 200-foot radius around the boat. You can see them coming towards the boat or swimming away. If you cast out to them, you can see the lure hit the top of the water and sink down. You can see the fish come up and strike it. That's why I say it's almost cheating for it.
Yeah, we say that, but, I mean, we had all that on our boat 2 weeks ago, and we all got skunked. So it's still fishing, guys.
It sounds like...
That's why they call it fishing instead of catching.
Yeah.
It sounds like our military specialists have built these boats with all the technologies.
We call him Phil.
Well, it's great. I went back in the showroom. You can come check out the boats. If you're looking for accessories, they've got every accessory. They've got a percentage off some of the fish finders that they've got here. So just come in and take a look at what interests you. If you're looking for a boat, come down. If you need service, parts, come down. This is your one-stop shop.
It really is. It's such a great facility. And, again, we'll be down here until 3 o'clock, but you guys are open all weekend long, right?
Saturday. Yep. Today and Saturday.
Today and Saturday. Come on down. Say hi. 1009 Recreation Way, North Salt Lake, Rogers Performance Marine. Just type it into your phone, Rogers Performance Marine. It'll take you right here. Everything you need, whether you just want to get on the surfboard, whether you want to ski, whether you want to get the fish finder, everything they've got is ready to make sure you have an enjoyable experience on the water. Rogers Performance Marine, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Jared Calhoun, Utah State men's basketball coach.
I was pretty direct for my next move. Obviously wanted to go somewhere with just a great fan base. We have a fun style. We average 83, 84 points a game. Kids are going to want to play for us. I had watched Utah State pretty much all year long. Danny and his staff did a tremendous job evaluating not only talent, but the right people. So we'll try to retain these guys. We're going to get a few guys out of the portal, I imagine. Some guys are going to go in. It's just an ever-changing game. Our vision and our goal should be to win a national championship. If we keep our current roster and add a few guys, we certainly can do that. That's our goal, and we're fired up to try to get really good players here over the next 2 to 3 weeks, but we're excited about this opportunity.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Chevrolet. Proudly serving Utah since 1926. On 97.5, the KSL Sports. KSL Sports.
And Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. All right, folks, let's get to it. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette. We take some of the biggest storylines of the day, put it on a roulette wheel, we spin it. Wherever that ball lands is what we end up talking about. So, without further ado, let's get to it. Lloyd, fire up that old wheel.
We have a champion.
Yeah, and our beloved Kareem Abdul. Larry Blurred, Larry Nerd.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that you want to call him, it does not walk away a champion. Seton Hall gets the win, 79-77, and they take the NIT championship, the first championship that's doled out. I don't know. How excited do you get about the NIT championship?
When it was normally nothing, but I did have an enjoyable time watching him play. So he made it worthwhile. It's like the women's NCAA tournament. Usually don't spend a lot of time watching it, but Caitlin Clark brings me to the yard.
Yeah.
Angel Reese, there were characters that brought you to the yard to watch that tournament. He was the guy that brought me to the NIT.
Yeah, he did. I think he brought a lot of people, and it was interesting. The other thing that I think brought some people to this, right down to the closing seconds, Indiana State, Scotty, I think they had three attempts at the three to win it.
Yep.
So it was at least two. It might have been three. And the final one was hoisted up and clinked off the very front edge of the rim. I mean, just a little more push on that ball, and they win that on a buzzer beater. So it was neck and neck right down to the line, and Seton Hall was able to come out of that thing with the win. This Indiana State, again, had home court advantage. I mean, the place went nearly dead silent when Seton Hall won it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was still played out the same place that Utah fell to Indiana State. It was all pro blue.
Fun atmosphere. You couldn't be happier if you were the NCAA with their ability to have that kind of a crowd, that kind of an atmosphere, and that kind of excitement around a tournament. And yet, you know, all they wanted to was keep that team alive as long as they possibly could. They don't care if they won a championship or not, but having them involved and having a star player like that involved and getting right to the final, it couldn't have asked for a better situation for the NIT. Now it'll go back to the Nobody Cares tournament.
Two number one seeds.
Yep.
That made it. They were the first four out. You know, they're the ones that everybody could have argued should have been into the NCAA tournament.
All right, Lloyd, spin it.
A championship is on the line.
Yes, indeed. Go to KSLSports.com. You ready for an update on the gas food bracket?
Yep.
Hans and I, Lloyd, we got together. We put our favorite food items at the gas station. Maddie seated them. We've had the bracket going on. The voting has been going on. And now our championship game is set. As we have hot dogs knocking off Slurpees, and donuts knocking off jerky.
That's the right one.
And so, for the championship,
the right one.
Hot dogs against donuts in the gas food bracket challenge.
That's the right matchup.
This is going to be a tough one for me to vote on. If you're going to a gas station, what do you prefer, hot dogs or donuts? I would still take nachos over both of them. I would still probably go a microwave burrito over both of them. That got ousted in the first round. I would go pizza over both of them. They got knocked out by Cinnabon. But doesn't matter what I think. Matters what you, the listener, thinks. And you have hot dogs and donuts in the championship.
Man, I think that's Seton Hall in Indiana State. I think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would love this matchup. They're both glorious. If I will have to choose, I'm probably going to go hot dog and all its glory that comes with it, because the basic Frank is just a jumping off point. You know, when you get into those jalapeno cheddar Bahama Mamas and you get into the cheddar worse,
yeah,
you start to really dive deep into the versatility of the encased meat. It's just alluring. It is
the versatility of the encased meat is not a line I was expecting to hear today, but here we are, man. That's why you are the king of the one-liners, dude.
Oh, dude, you can load it up with anything, the chopped onions and the relishes. And if the attendant isn't looking, I always douse it with a couple of jams of the chili and cheese.
You know, well, that's what it's there for.
Well, yeah, but don't they charge you extra for that? I don't know.
Oh, I don't.
I never risk it.
So you put it at the bottom of the bun?
Yeah, I throw the dog on it. Because there's nothing worse than when you see $1.50 pull up and you're like, what's that for? Oh, the chili and cheese. It's like, that's extra. I'm taking it off.
Yeah, sir, go ahead and take that off. I'm going to need a new bun. boy.
Do you remember charging extra for that or no?
I didn't charge extra for that when I was working in the old 7-Eleven back in college. But I was a little loosey-goosey. Like, I'm a man of the people. So the only thing that would tick me off is the whole Frito pie thing. Other than that, I let a lot slide.
Okay, so
there were like these high school kids that would come in because they knew there was a certain time of the day where we had to take all the hot dogs off of the rollers and throw them away because they were essentially expired. They had like a 4-hour, I don't remember how many time. But according to the old health code, they had to be disposed of. Well, a kid came in one day and I was throwing away. He's like, hey, can I have one of those? I'm like, hey, I'm not supposed to because I'm supposed to throw them away. He's like, well, you're just throwing them away. I'm like, all right, fine. Have the hot dog. I don't care. Just don't tell anybody. Don't get me into trouble because if you get sick and die, then I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, I won't do anything. Absolutely. And then he told his friends. And so at like 2 o'clock, they would all show up ready for the hot dogs to get thrown off. And I'd be like, I don't care.
Gave the cat some milk at the back door.
Yeah.
And that cat told its friends.
And they were all there waiting, which, hey, you know what? If I were a high school kid, I'd do the same. So I was handing out. I'm like, I can't give you the buns. Okay. You're going to have to pay for that. But if you want the hot dog, go right on ahead.
Hey, you're godsend.
You let an alley cat in and you ain't getting rid of them.
Yeah. I don't care.
You're godsend, buddy, because maybe that's the only meal that those kids got.
Exactly. That's the way I slept at night.
Oh, and it's better than it going in a dumpster. By the way, I've hit a couple of gas stations when it's clear out time.
Yeah.
And it really does feel like Christmas. It's like, oh, we got to get rid of these chicken strips. I'll throw a couple extra in there for you. Oh, what?
Look, I know you're never turning down a free hot dog. So.
No. I know what you're referencing. Those hot dogs were going to go to waste, buddy.
I know. And you saved them. You gave them a good
one. They were the best kind of hot dogs.
Yes, they were. All right, we'll wrap this up next. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. This is the Hands of Scotty show. Again, hanging out all day here. This has been a blast. We'll have one more hit coming up next with Rogers Performance Marine. But we want you to stop by 1009 Recreation Way here in North Salt Lake. This is the Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
You think there would be any difficulty adding two more professional sports teams here locally?
Yes.
And getting the support?
Yes. Difficulty? Sure. Absolutely.
Do you think it'd be impossible?
No.
You think we could bring in two major franchises and have them both survive?
If the leagues individually choose Salt Lake City, it's because they're betting on our future, not the present. I think we'd sell tickets to these things right away. I think sponsorships, I mean, I'm not saying sponsorships for the Jazz are a tough sell or that they're struggling or by any means. They're hustling to find every nickel that's not nailed down. It's not like this market is just swimming in dough. But we've got some expanding economic sectors. Population is expanding here. Our education around here is pretty good. Our teachers are really good. Our universities are really good. And this is a great place to live. And so if we got two new major league franchises right out of the gate, yeah, it'd be probably tough sledding for a few years. But I mean, the idea is that they're betting on the future.
Here, Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show? Every moment of every show is available in podcast form by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you. Want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. Let the world around.
All right, wrapping up another edition of the show. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Big thanks to everyone who's let us invade their workspace down here at Rogers Performance Marine. Just a beautiful facility. So many great things going on down here. And Dylan's hanging out with us, and appreciate you stopping by because you've been on the back end of a boat for a long time, your whole life, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I've been wakeboarding since I was about 12 years old. Spent my whole childhood pretty much on the water with my family up in Canada in Saskatchewan. And, I love it, and super happy to be here as well.
So competing on the circuit, what's that like?
It was a lot of fun. I don't do it too much anymore. I'm getting a little bit older for a wakeboarder. I'm 37 years old now. But I spent a lot of time just traveling and and competing all around the world. I've got a chance to spend a lot of time in different countries, Australia, South Korea, the Philippines, Thailand, all over the place. So I've got to see some really cool places.
So when you come in and you're working at a place like this now and you're taking a look at some of these boats, you got some boats that can put some surfboards behind it and just have a fun day.
Yeah, exactly. It's awesome. You can get these boats are made to take out your family or all your friends. You know, one of the boats we've got has got a 17-person seating capacity. And, yeah, you can put a lot of people, a lot of gear, food and drinks, and go out there and have a lot of fun. And Rogers, all the guys here at Rogers, they're the top dealership for Heydays, so they know the boats better than anybody else does.
Kurt, what sets those Heydays apart?
I think the biggest thing is they're affordable. You know, like I said earlier, you don't have to spend $250,000, $350,000 to get a great wave. We've got boats that are well under $100,000. You can get out there, like Dylan said, 17-person capacity. You can take a lot of people and have a lot of fun.
No food, though. No food on my boat.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I'm not buying that for a second.
No, the kids, man, they put the crackers on there, and then they smash it into the carpet. And it's like,
so that's the good thing about these boats. They don't have carpet. They have a material called Gator Step, and it's kind of a rubberized material.
So you can spray it out.
It's super easy to clean. You just little soap and water, hose it out, and it's done.
Screw it. Yeah. Bring the hibachi.
Yeah.
Do it, man.
There you go.
We're going to do it. We're going to do some burgers.
Yeah.
Get some dogs going.
Yeah.
Grill out on these things. I also know the fishing boats and specific boats to get out there and have some fun. And I was talking about, you know, getting out with my dad. We've been doing it for a couple of years. And my son and I, that's all we do. We fish. We just get out on these different lakes and we fish. And you've got the boats and you've got the fish finders. You've got all the setups you could ever want to get on these lakes to recreate.
We do. We've got a complete line of Lowrance Hummingbird, Garmin fish finders, virtually everything that you need for a fishing boat, rod holders, you name it. We've got it. We've got great discounts on it this weekend. Stop by and see us for sure.
Well, I love what you guys are doing here, but I love the fact that the support, like anybody can sell you a boat. And as Roger mentioned, anybody, you know, buying the boat's the easy part. But it's the service, it's the support, it's the knowledge on how to use it properly. Because you don't want to buy a beautiful new boat and not know how to use it right and really max it out to its full capacity. And you're going to be, like, you've been around for 41 years. You're not going anywhere anytime soon. So if anybody needs any help, advice, support, service, you guys are here to help.
You're exactly right. I mean, we've got a texting support system that you can literally text us on a Sunday and somebody will probably answer your text. If you're at the launch ramp and the boat won't start or you've got a random question, pretty much 7 days a week we're here to help.
Dylan, what's your if you're just out there having fun right now, what are you doing? I know you say you're getting a little up there in age, 37's not old, but I understand. Probably got a little wear and tear on the body, but what do you enjoy doing now?
Well, wakeboarding was my main thing, so I did a lot of that with so we were riding typically a little bit longer of a line, somewhere between like 70 and 80 feet behind the boat. But then surfing, you're a lot closer. And wakeboarding, when you're doing that, you're going quite a bit faster. You know, we're going anywhere from 20 to 25 miles per hour. Where surfing behind the boat, you're only going about, you know, between 10 and 12 miles per hour. So the falls are a lot nicer. It's a little bit easier on the body. So that's definitely a popular activity for people to take part in just because, as you get older, it's just something that everybody can enjoy with the friends and family and not have to risk getting hurt quite as much. But I still like going on the wakeboard and getting the heart pumping a little bit.
Well, Kurt, you mentioned, you know, whether you're 8 or 80, that's why surfing's taken off because everybody can do it at any age and the risk is significantly minimal at that point.
Yeah, it's very low impact. It's very easy to get up on a surfboard. When you fall at 10 miles an hour, it's like basically just falling into a swimming pool. It's not a big deal. And it is so much fun. You can learn a lot of tricks. And the kids, that's all they want to do anymore is surf.
And you got all the toys that go along with it, too, here.
Like we do.
If you've got the boat and all the setup and you just need the fun stuff, that's here, too.
We
ropes
do.
Ropes and boards and everything.
We've got boards. We've got ropes. You name it. We've got wakeboards. We've got water skis. You name it. We've got it.
Hey, can I just switch jobs with you for like a month? You do the sports radio thing with Scotty. I'll come
Kurt,
in.
Hang out with me, man. We'll have
hey, Scotty, I can talk college football. Other than that, I'm not much good
well, that's
for
all, that's all we're good for.
that's right. Is there any way we could set up a radio show on a boat while we're driving?
I like that.
And just get out there and wakeboard while we're doing the show?
If it can be done, we will provide the tools.
Well, let's get after it, Kurt. Where are we going, man? Let's stop wasting
let's
time.
Do it.
I want to get Curdy. I want to get Scotty on a surfboard.
Let's go.
We can do it for sure.
Well, guys, we appreciate it. Dylan, thanks for coming by, man. That was
thanks,
fun
Dylan.
Getting to know you. Kurt,
no
this is a blast, man. Let's do it again soon.
You bet.
And Roger, if you're listening, we love you too.
Yeah, absolutely. Hans and Scotty, JJ and Alex next right here on The Zone.